Think about this for a while. Can time bend into a circle? Can space warp and waffle as if it were crunched up like a piece of paper you're going to throw away? Is it possible that our whole idea about space and time is not what we usually think it is? Linear time and space going on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever? Well, that's what we're going to be looking at in this session number 5, Time Bends and Space Warps. Now, to show you how strange it is when you begin to think in terms of time bending and space warping, even scientists, when they were first confronted with this whole thing, were aghast and upset and disturbed. And some of the scientists, for example, found it a little amusing that it was so disturbing and frightening to scientists to consider it. Well, there was a guy whose name was Williams, and he decided to write a poem in the honor of Albert Einstein's visit to the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, California. This was in 1924. And this is what he said to Einstein at this dinner. You can imagine Einstein sitting there listening, and here's Williams getting up and supposedly to introduce Einstein. And he says, "And space, it has dimensions 4 instead of only 3. The square of the hypotenuse ain't what it used to be. It grieves me sore the things you've done to plane geometry. You hold that time is badly warped, that even light is bent. I think I got the idea there, if this is what you meant. The mail the postman brings today, tomorrow will be sent." "The shortest line," Einstein replied, "is not the one that's straight. It curves around upon itself, much like a figure 8. And if you go too rapidly, you will arrive too late." Woo! Einstein, I'm sure, laughed when he heard this poem, and maybe it'll give you a little smile too. But you see, that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a whole new vision of space and time. Now, time is something we think we know what we're talking about when we think about time. I mean, you know, everybody thinks they know what time is. We have this idea, we look at our watch, we see the little hand go around, tick, 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 ah, that's time. Okay, well, think about this for a moment. One windy day, two monks were arguing about a flapping banner. The first one said, "I say the banner is moving, not the wind." And the second said, "I say the wind is moving, not the banner." And a third monk passed by and said, "The wind is not moving, the banner is not moving, your minds are moving." Whoa, what are these guys talking about? They're talking about time. And they're talking about our experience of time. Well, I want you to, for a moment, to experience time. I don't know, you may be driving your car right now. You may be looking out the window. You're certainly, I hope, listening to me. So for the moment, just look at what you're seeing. And what you're seeing right now, and I'm going to use that word now to indicate something in time, is what you would think is my moment of now, my moment of time. But actually what you're looking at is space. And the space that you're perceiving, whatever is being perceived, what you call now, is what you call now. But it ain't really now, it's space. So now is a perception of space. And the next instant, another perception of space. So we know time through space. Oh, well, that's really confusing, Dr. Wolf. What are you talking about? What we're trying to point out to you is that things aren't so easy when we're talking about time. Time really is kind of confusing, and it has a difficulty when we try to make any real sense of it. One person said, "Time is that quality of nature which keeps events from happening all at once. Lately, it doesn't seem to be working." So time is a kind of a mystery, but what we as physicists have done with it is to make it less mysterious by turning it into a line. We call it line time or linear time. And what we mean by linear time is what you would mean when you draw a straight line, like take a ruler and a pencil and draw a straight line. We think of time as something which runs along that line. And we mark off on the line the start of the line at the end of the line. We can call that the start 1 and the ending 2. And then in between, we have 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4, as we mark off little distances along the line, which separates 1 from 2, the end point from the beginning point. And we can imagine that that is what a clock would show as we move along that line. We call that linear time, and it's very much responsible for our way of seeing time. In fact, physicists themselves began to see time in that way. We can imagine space is also being marked off in a similar way. We can see space as being like a line we draw, and the line we draw, say, from where we're sitting straight out in front of us or going straight out in back of us, we would call one dimension of space. We can imagine another line going from one ear and out the other ear. That would be another dimension of space. And we can imagine a line going from the top of our heads through the bottom of our seats, and that would be a third line. Those would be the three dimensions of space. But in all of that, there's also time. We don't see time like we see these other dimensions. At least we can't even imagine that we see it the same way we see these other dimensions, but we can think about it that way. And that's where the idea of four-dimensional space-time really came in. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that when we put together space and time by drawing them as if they were the same thing on a sheet of paper. For example, we can say all the line going up the paper is time, and the line coming across the paper is one dimension of space. We have what is called a space-time diagram.